This week on All My Children.
Forget All My Children. Did you see the Daytime Emmys?
All this week on the Fine Valley Podcast.
Colby gets all upset. She realizes the next day that she screams at him with fury.
Get out of here. Get out of here. I don't want you near him. Get out of here.
Classic actresses.
That is an Emmy pre-nominated actress right there.
I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
I'm really very giggly for a death DVD. Didn't you find...
If you got this video, then I'm dead. Oh, my God. And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
Okay, if you're watching this, it totally means I'm dead. But listen, seriously. I feel like such a dork doing this. Be happy. Seriously. I created Rhapsody in Red. David poisoned JR. We have to come home. JR's in real danger.
She's so bad. Oh my god. I don't know what's worse. When she is giving us nothing or when she tries to give us something. It's like it's a toss up. I don't know what's worse.
At least there's entertainment value when she tries to give us something.
Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I am your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And this is the Pine Valley Podcast. For the week beginning June 28th, 2010.
Okay.
We really fell. Actually, it was Elise, I think, that I Twittered with. I Twittered this weekend.
You Twittered?
I was watching the Emmys and I felt inspired to Twitter. It was so much fun.
Now, when one Twitters, is one tweeting?
One is tweeting or Twittering. I don't really know. I'm not up on the lingo.
Is that anything like fingering?
Don't I wish? if it were only that easy. But it was really fun. It was really a lot of fun. We had fun. But Elise actually asked about when we were doing a new podcast because she wanted to know about what we thought about the Emmys because she thought they sucked.
And Elise was pumping us on something. Did you read our blog?
She was amazing. She's been pumping us all over the place. I'm telling you right now.
She's been pumping us on something, and I got to look at it, what that is.
In Canada. I got to listen to it.
Can we listen to it, Elise?
Yeah, she sent us the link.
She sent us the link. I got to listen. I want to listen. I'm sorry, everybody. I told everybody that I would be more on top of things with the blog and my Facebook page, and I haven't. Not to bring anything on a bad note, but somebody I know passed away, unfortunately, and it was a very shocking, what's the word I'm looking for?
They were killed, to be honest with you.
I didn't want to go down that route. I didn't want to bring anybody down.
I'm sorry.
But I've been dealing with that and some other stuff, and that's the only, but hopefully this coming week I'll be back on the blog and back on Facebook.
Probably expand, because now they're thinking that someone was, like, murdered.
No, she wasn't murdered, but she was killed in an accident.
She was walking pedestrian on the street as she was walking.
And it just happened. It made the news. And it makes you appreciate life. It's just that you never know. So you got to live life like you only have one life to live.
You did not just say that.
Well, you might not have one life to live much longer. Did you hear that? I think it was on We Love So. No, TV Guy Canada.
Nelson.
Nelson said that was the rumor that was flying about at the Emmys.
He was down there
in Vegas, so I believe him. He must have heard somebody. Brian Fonz must have been down there getting drunk and saying, "Yeah, that one life to live is gonna be off the air by December if it kills me."
I bet you he has not supported that show in the longest time. And I'll be honest with you, I'm losing heart for it. I'm so far behind, and I'm not really. I look at it now, unfortunately, as a chore on my DVR.
Really? I don't feel that way about it. You know why? Because Rex and Gigi have not been on that much, and neither has Snatchley.
They've been on a little bit too much for my taste.
No. They have not been on as much as they could be. So, and I like the storylines that are going on now. So I'm still loving me some One Life to Live. But I probably won't be loving it that much longer either. Because it's becoming very, if you're not white or straight, you know, you're not in One Life to Live anymore.
Is Taya staying?
I don't know. I mean, they're not saying anything about it, but I mean, she still has that tomb on that, and it seems inoperable. I mean, I know this is a soap opera, but it's just like, so I don't know. I'm going to be very upset. You know how I feel about Florencia.
We adore Florencia on this show.
Oh, and guess who started on One Life to Live?
Who?
My Otalia Guiding Light.
Oh, she started.
Jessica Lacia. I think she's Puerto Rican. Gorgeous.
I haven't watched. Did she lose all the baby weight?
Huh? No, somebody was saying that she just had a baby.
But when this just? She didn't just have the baby.
Like last year. But you're, look, does it not take some time?
I lost 80 pounds.
Huh?
No, I lost a lot of weight at the beginning, baby. I'm telling you. I told you. I was breastfeeding.
Yeah, but you're not on camera. Camera adds pounds.
But, Papi, I weigh less. I told you, I weigh less than I did before I got pregnant.
She still looked gorgeous.
Feeding them little beasts.
She still looked gorgeous.
Them little rabbit beasts. Can I tell you, my son, Jesse, he exposes me on a regular, daily, hourly basis. Because it's summer now and I wear lots of tank tops. He reaches his fat little chubby hand in my bra and just pops a boob out. He gets into my whole boob. He pinches the nipple. He pulls the nipple. And he tries to put his head on it. I'm like, Jesse! It hurts.
That's funny.
If Otalia, what's her name?
Jessica Lacia.
If she used her tetas to feed her baby, she'd be real skinny.
Well, all I know is that she looked stunning and beautiful on One Life to Live. And I loved having her on One Life to Live. I don't know why she's not on contract.
I love her too.
But I wouldn't want her on contract if that meant that Taya had to go. Because I don't know if they can afford two Latinas. You know how that show is. It's very cheap.
She's coming on as a Latina, you know?
I don't know.
You said Native American.
I heard rumors Native American. All right. Supposedly, she's involved with the Rex storyline. But I think they may have been dropping that because it seems like she's involved with the Ford storyline. Oh, the Rex. I got to be honest with you guys. When Rex and Gigi are by themselves, I fast forward them. And when Snatchley and John are by themselves, I fast forward them. I can't take Snatchley and John. Now she's a CSI expert. In today's episode, she was with John. She's now somehow only in Landview. I guess because her uncle's the commissioner, was she approved to be a CSI like agent immediately? She's with John and she walks in. And I believe her being a CSI agent the way I would believe Chaz Bono is going to be joining the Pussycat Dolls. It's unbelievable.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What?
Who the hell is Chaz Bono?
She has son now.
I thought Chastity was the daughter.
Girl, I know you had twins, but you've been in a coma for 3 years. She had a sex change. She's a man now.
Shut up.
It's Chaz Bono. It's Chastity's gone. She's got a tallywhacker between her legs.
She better stay.
Girl, that was years ago. Where you
she
been?
Stay away from the weed whackers if she's got a tallywhacker. Woo!
I can't believe you don't know that.
I don't know that. That's
yeah. I don't believe Snatchley as a CSI. She is no Marg Helgenberger.
I believe her as a, what did they call her?
She was ridiculous in today's episode.
Was it Mel that sent us the picture? I forgot who.
Yeah.
Of Snatchley.
Oh, she's ridiculous. I don't know how
she
this woman
like a
keeps
hua.
A job.
A hua.
With her one eye bigger than the other. They tell her, act, be dramatic. One eye gets bigger than the other. That's she thinks that's acting.
That's acting. Because
you could contort your face into the most ugliest expressions does not mean you're a good actress, you Snatchley, you. I can't stand her.
But I can tell. But listen, did we have anything that we were excited about at the Emmys? I know that a lot of people, I was starting to say that Elise V said it was pretty crappy, and a lot of other people, our friends from Daytime Confidential, were thinking it was pretty crappy.
Gay Central.
We are in Williamsburg today, Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and I want to live here. I'm telling you, it is beautiful.
I want to live
here
and have a lot of
There's
sex.
All these attractive, rich white people here. Oh my There's God. We just saw a woman pushing a baby carriage. It had to be about a bucko five and skinny.
I know
short,
she looked
shorts.
Like she looked like she was from Pine Valley. She was
she
so thin.
She did. She was white, nice white lady.
Tell them why we're here. We're here because I just finished training a client, and this is the only time we could get together. To
we
do this
love
podcast.
You people. You
That's how much we love you. We both gotta be up at 5:30
in the morning.
Me for my client, her for those kids because
the
they're gonna
damn
be sucking on those breasts.
That's right. And I'm going away in August.
Wait, you're going away in August?
And
how
I'm
long?
I'm nervous about it for 3 days. And I'm really nervous because
they're like rabid
beasts.
Wait, you're leaving
kids.
The kids somewhere?
I'm leaving the kids.
With who?
With Carlos and Princess.
Wait, where are you going?
I'm going to San Francisco for one of my best friends in the world, his wedding.
Really?
I'm actually really scared about it. Those kids are like rabid beasts.
You can't take one of them with you?
Can I tell you what's so funny? I really can't. I really can't. That would be crazy. San Francisco. How do I take two little twins to San Francisco?
Not two. Take one.
When I wake up in the morning, I go in with Carlos and we get them. And they're like, I know why they say bouncing babies. Because the kids literally grab the rail and they just bounce up and down.
But what are they going to do without your nipples?
I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. Because they look at me and I grab one of them. I have to pick one every morning. And then the other one literally flails when it sees Carlos comes toward it. It screams, now it flails to the ground, to the bottom of the crib.
I know what's gonna happen.
And then when I get a mommy, they're like,
Jesse's gonna go to Princess and whoa, what am I, bro?
He already does that. He already does that. It's hysterical. Anyway, so what were we talking about?
The Emmys. The daytime Emmys, they're horrendous. I kept waiting for Rob Lowe and Snow White to come out and start singing.
That's you said that joke. I don't get it. What happened with Rob Lowe and Snow White?
Rob Lowe and Snow White performed on the Primetime Emmys. I forgot what year it was. And it to this day, it's considered one of the worst things that ever happened. It was what made them realize that they got to up their ante when it came to the Primetime Emmys and not make it such a joke. And the Daytime Emmys were a pathetic joke this year.
Okay.
Look, I understand that Dick Clark is, you know, like 99 and we're not going to have him much longer. We got to give him tributes and blah, blah, blah. I love me some Dick Clark.
They did tribute to him before he's dead?
And I understand that Dick Clark like had like the $1,000 pyramid and he produced a lot of TV shows. But they weren't celebrating that. They were celebrating American Bandstand and they had all these people coming singing. And like, what does American Bandstand have to do with daytime TV? That was Saturday mornings. I remember it on Saturday mornings, not right after All My Children. So why are we celebrating American Bandstand? I mean, if you're going to count things that are on Saturday and Sunday, then you know what? Back in the day, Josie from Josie and the Pussycats and Daphne from Scooby-Doo should have been nominated for Best Ingenue. I would have said Valerie, but they would have never nominated a black girl back then. Oh, the more things change, the more things stay the same. But that's what I'm saying. Like, what does that have to do with dates? And half the stuff that was going, those Cirque du Soleil people, whatever that was, those critters.
Cirque du Soleil.
What? Because they're in Vegas, they had to do that?
Yes.
Why did just get Celine Dion out singing the theme song to One Life to Live?
She's pregnant right now.
She could have come out and sang the theme to One Life to Live. She would have been like,
she could do like J-Lo.
You already have one. Banging on her chest. Life to live.
I cry. I actually like Celine Dion. Not as an artist, but as a person. I like her.
I think she's crazy. In every interview I've seen, she's a little crazy, nuts.
But you know what? She's very emotional. She's French. You know that happens.
She's French-Canadian.
She's French-Canadian. That happens.
I've talked to French people. They don't like,
I went to Nova Scotia once with the French people. It was fun.
Nova Scotia.
I did. I love Nova Scotia.
I
want
to go to Nova
Scotia. Oh, it was incredible. Canada is incredible. The land of the free and the home of the brave. That's what I'm saying. Not this place. I'm gonna get in trouble. I don't mean that. I love America. Gosh, I really do.
America's nice, but you know,
we love the Canucks.
There's some room for improvement in America. There's a lot of room for improvement.
That's right. Yeah. But we love our country.
But I love me some Canada.
Oh, we love us some Canucks.
I need to go to Canada.
I can't help it.
All right. Daytime Emmys. Number one reason the daytime Emmys suck. Look, I'm not disrespecting her.
I wish we had a top five list.
She's a decent actress, but there is no way that Julie Pinson or Pinata or whatever her name is deserve to win. I watched As the World Turns last year.
You know what?
I saw her storyline.
Time out. You got to be descriptive. When you're doing a podcast, people can't see what you're saying or what you're talking about. They don't know what you're talking about. You got to say, number five. I'm upset that Julie Pinchon
won Supporting Actress over my Beth Chamberlain.
And As the World Turns. That's what you got to say.
Okay. Yeah, Julie Pinata won Best Supporting Actress for As the World Turns for A Hideous Storyline. I'm sorry. Like, it wasn't like she's a bad actress, but Bree Williamson deserved it over her. Carolyn Hinsey from General Hospital, I would have given it to her before I gave Julie Pinsada. It was obviously
Which one was Carolyn Hinsey?
She's the one who has a supporting role on General Hospital. She plays the lawyer, Sonny's lawyer. She's also on Cougar Town. She plays Barbara, That's what I'm saying. Like, she's fierce. Like, Julie Pinson didn't deserve it. Beth Chamberlain deserved it hands and down. I want to know who these judges are that make the decision, because obviously they don't wash soaps. And I'm sorry, this is the flaw with the Daytime Emmys. You get to show one scene, and God forbid you pick the wrong reel, And I refuse to believe that Bev Chamberlain did not submit her. Anybody who saw Guiding Light last year knows she was phenomenal when Coop died and Philip came back. And those, she had so many great scenes.
I remember. You're starting to cry already.
I'm so livid that Bev Chamberlain did not win.
I wish you
so
people could see his face, his beautiful face.
That was the
crying.
First award given out, and right then I knew that this whole award show was going to suck. And it did. It was pathetic because it was obviously they were giving everything to CBS because CBS was hosting it. The last time CBS hosted it, everybody from CBS won and nobody else from ABC won.
So what's the number four travesty?
Number four travesty, that this kid who's not even on contract on Bold and the Beautiful won Best Younger Actor over our Scott Clifton and our Drew Garrett. Ooh, that was another pathetic award.
You're right about that.
This kid doesn't even have
a
freaking
role. Was Drew Garrett
role.
There?
Yeah, yes, he was. I didn't see him, but he was there. But it was disgusting that him and Scott Clifton did not win. And this kid from Bold and the Beautiful was not even on contract. They fired him and then brought him back. And he's not even a contract player anymore. One. I don't like that. I didn't like that at all. All
right. What's number three?
Bold and the Beautiful winning Best Writing and Best Show. Ugh, disgusting.
What is
disgusting.
Bold and the Beautiful? I thought that
it's
they
a horrible campy soap
White
opera.
On, like, two episodes,
they did,
right?
And that's about the only good thing. But they probably showed the Betty White stuff, and Betty White won them the award. But meanwhile, she didn't even get nominated, and she should have because she was. That's the only time that I watched One Night to Live was because I wanted to see my Betty White on it. Meanwhile, have you seen Hot in Cleveland with Betty White and Valerie?
I haven't seen it yet. I heard it's so good.
It's amazing. It's so fat. It takes you back to the Golden Girls and those that era of comedy shows. I don't care that it's dated and there's a laugh track.
But
those
it's
women,
on TV Land.
It's on TV Land.
That.
Those women crack me up. And the second episode was even better than the first episode.
It's the best ratings ever that they've ever had. TV
oh,
Land.
Yes. It's and Betty White steals the show, obviously.
All right. What's number two?
That tribute to As the World Turns was horrendous. Like, the Guiding Light tribute may have been short, but it was beautiful. Mm. It was a beautiful tribute. The As the World Turns tribute was a hot mess. Mm-hmm. It didn't really distribute. It didn't show anything about the history of the show. It didn't show you anything about the show. I mean, they were telling us how, oh, yeah, you're going to get your As the World Turns tribute, not like you got your Guiding Light tribute. So I thought they were going to give us a better As the World Turns tribute. And instead, this tribute was worse than Guiding Light. I didn't get a feel. And I know the history of the show, and I didn't get that represented the history of the show. There were a lot of stuff from the last, like, 2 years of people that we didn't even know or see or care about. I mean, it was just, you know, and obviously because As the World Turns going off the air, they wanted to give everybody their props, but they didn't do that last year for Guiding Light.
And what was number one?
Regis Philbin as the host. I am sorry. He is no Vanessa Williams. Do not send some dotty old man to do a woman of a certain age's job. I'm sorry. Vanessa Williams did a great job hosting last year. The show may have been on the CW and only people in Nebraska and New York got it, but because nobody else gets the CW. But it was a good show.
Ratings were up.
And it was entertaining. Well, this one, yeah, I heard the ratings were up. It's ridiculous.
Why is it ridiculous? Why was it ridiculous?
You know who it should have been? It should have been Regis and Kelly.
Honestly, why wasn't it Kelly?
Yeah, why wasn't it Regis
That's
and Kelly?
Honestly, why are you so brilliant?
I kept thinking,
why are you so brilliant?
When they announced that it was him, I kept thinking, why isn't Kelly there?
She would have been fantastic.
It was a stupid award show. There was nothing good about it. It was dumb. It was the award that people...
You know what was good about it? Susan Lucci's black dress was perfection.
Susan Lucci's always perfect.
I didn't love every dress she wore, but the black dress was the dress of all dresses.
She was the hottest thing.
She was the hottest thing, without a doubt.
Well, I'm sorry, wait. Bev Chamberlain looked so hot. She had a very classic Hollywood. She looked like an old-time Hollywood star. Yes, I would. Did you not look at my Facebook page?
I didn't look
she's
at your
on
list.
There.
She is on your list.
Of course she's on my list. I have, ever since the first time I saw her back in the 80s when she came on as Beth to replace Judy Evans, I was in love with her. She is the only Beth. I love her.
Speaking of women you go back for, what is the word on Kendall, Alicia Minshew?
She's coming back in August.
It is August?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Oh, that's
Didn't
nice.
You hear that?
I don't know. What do I know? I raised two babies for a living.
Our opinions on the Daytime Emmys, they suck. We weren't happy with the awards. Look, I'll give you Michael
Speak
Parks.
Speak for yourself. I enjoyed
I'll
it.
Give you Michael Parks. He's a decent actor.
I enjoyed it. You know why? Because I only saw 20 minutes of it. And I got to Twitter.
Girl, I saw only...
It's fun.
I only saw 10 minutes of it because I fast-forward everything.
Can I tell you who I liked, but who I didn't like her getting the award? Who is the woman, the lead in As the World Turns that got the award?
She got it last year.
I know, I'm sick of her.
This year. I'm sorry. The storylines weren't that great.
She's a big diva.
She showed probably a really good scene from, like, the one story that they gave her that was, like, you know, I saw the show last year. The storylines were awful for her. I mean, she's a good enough actress that she makes, like, Susan Lucci. She can make, how do you say that, your little expression?
Shit turned into Shinola.
Yeah, she could do that. But it's still bad stuff. Crystal Chappelle from Guiding Light should have
won. She was there. I liked her.
She should have won. She was robbed.
But you know what I did enjoy? I really enjoyed her little daughter coming up. Her daughter was crying so hysterical when her mommy won.
She didn't even thank her husband in real life, Scott the Freitas.
Well, you know, but it was a hot son of a... It was a sweet moment.
Her husband used to be on As World
Turns. You're not commenting. All right, fine. I like the moment.
You know what?
That's the only moment I liked.
It felt a little heavy-handed to me. I'm sorry.
No, but it wasn't planned. The little girl was crying hysterical. Her mother brought her up. I loved it.
Usually moments like that really affect me. This one didn't.
Because you don't like her.
I don't dislike her.
I just like her. I do.
I never met the
I
woman.
Like
I
her
know.
Daughter. I just like her.
I think that as an actress, she's a very powerhouse actress. She can act. Have I ever liked her character as the world turns? No.
About her?
What?
There's an expression that
she married a guy that I love.
Listen, time out.
That's another reason
you
I don't
see
dislike
the
her.
Work with her. That's my point.
See, I've never studied her work enough to know
that. Not that I study it, but every time I've seen her on, she looks like she's working it all the time. I never feel like she's natural. I feel like she's very aware of herself.
I told you, my feeling was that Crystal Chappelle was robbed. She should have gotten it. Her storyline last year on Guiding Light, I saw that. Her episode, her scenes where Natalia kept dissing her and pulling away and breaking up with her, she was phenomenal. This woman was robbed. I'll give them Michael Parks only because he did have that strong storyline because he killed his brother.
I like him as an actor.
And he's a good actor. Not a favorite of mine, but I could understand how he could win. I was rooting for Doug Davidson from Young and the Restless, but you know, whatever. See, what I'm saying is I could be fair. This isn't about who I like or like. There is no way you could tell me that Julie Pinsada or Pinata, whatever the hell, I can't pronounce her last name. And that Drew Tyler Bell deserved to win. I'm sorry. I don't see that.
You know what I do like about the Daytime Emmys? It definitely feels like, how do I say this? It's like soap stars are like sort of at the bottom tier of the food chain. And it definitely feels like that in some ways because it's such a family affair. You know what I mean? Like, I can't explain it.
Look, it's stupid. They don't even show the scenes that the actor... That's how horrible the show is. They don't even show the scenes.
Well, they got delayed. They had to speed through the end.
Well, maybe if they would have cut Marie Osmond singing Paper Rose. What the hell was all that stuff?
Let me ask you a question.
Somebody on I don't know if it was on my Facebook page or the blog, somebody said they thought Susan Lucci might break a hip while she was doing the twist. I'm sorry, Susan, but that was funny. That was funny. Whoever said that, I forgot who said it. That was funny.
I told you when she and Jackson make life, dust comes out.
Oh, you are so evil.
But speaking of Susan Lucci, I got a question for you.
What?
Do you think that she cried a real tear when she was introing Aggie for Aggie's tribute? She turned away and did an eye dab, and you didn't see one wick of moisture in that lady's eyes.
Oh my God.
She has perfected her soap opera eye dab. Bull.
Aggie.
Did you see how people are always kissing up to Agnes?
Huh?
All the actors kissing up to Agnes.
Please! Half those people probably don't even... Half all those young kids from All My Children While I Live don't even know she created the show. They're like, who's that? The reason you have a job, you little...
What else do we have to say in the Emmys? Not much.
That's it. I hated it. I hated it. I hated it. I hate CBS. That's it. The only thing good about CBS right now is The Good Wife. That's about it. I hate everything. Oh, and my William Shatner show that's coming on in September on CBS.
Which one is that?
Shit, my dad.
That's right! I love it!
They picked... When I read about this guy's book... Yeah, him? I know about it. I know all about
you
it. Yeah,
he twitters?
He twitters. That's how he was
it's
living.
Hysterical.
He moved. This guy moved in with his father because I think he broke up with his girlfriend. He didn't have money. So he moves in with... And he's a grown man. He wasn't a kid. Moves back in with his father. And then his father is like this really like kind of Archie Bunker, says whatever's on his mind kind of thing. So this guy starts tweeting and people are like, you know, this is funny stuff. And he gets like all these people listening and following him on Twitter. The next thing you know, he's getting book
Twitter.
Offers, Twitter, tweet, twat.
I'm not
sorry. That it was a rhyming thing. I'm sorry. I got What is he doing?
Sweeping.
With those chancletas?
He's sweeping with chancletas. What? People I wish we had visuals. Sweep the street. Do you understand that this street is so spotless clean? And my street, where I live,
I know, but someone decided to take one.
Someone decided to take a recycling bin of paper and throw it all over the street and other plastics.
Honey, I'm not a fashion maker. I would have killed if I had seen him.
He is 82 years old.
With his little broom, his little dust bag.
I love him. He's cleaning up the streets, so stop
it. Look at that sunset.
It's beautiful here. I love it here. It's beautiful. I just want to live here. We are on Berry and North 10th. Oh, it's beautiful. Oh!
Ah.
And then there's a little ad on the building. It says it's a new building. It's a beautiful building. That's what my client lives. It says, picture yourself here. Holy cow.
Yeah, I wish I had the money to afford a picture.
I could picture it. That's about it.
All right. So, wait. We're talking about the Emmys. So, we're done. We're done with the Emmys.
We need to talk about All My Children.
All I can say about All My Children, well, let's start with what everybody's blabbing about and talking about. New Bianca.
New Binks. Can I start the conversation?
Yes.
I will admit one thing. I was wrong about Miss New Binks. I thought she was going to be fairly dead behind the eyes. But she's not.
No, she's not.
She started off a little, working a little too hard and a little too, you know, tight-assed, if you will. But then she started to play a little bit.
Remember I told you about the second episode?
Yes, I've seen all of them since.
But did you hear what I was hearing in the second episode?
The diction?
No, her lisp in the second episode. Was
I didn't hear the lisp. I've heard the over diction. She has the wrong speech teacher because she is just like enunciating every single word, and you don't have to do that. I mean, I get that you have to have good diction and speech and stuff, but every single word. And she says, going. What are you going to do? Mom. I'm sorry. I don't know why I took such a dramatic pause.
It was very dramatic. I think Ashley wants to be the new Bianca.
I want to be the new Binks. But listen.
Well, your breasts are bigger than hers.
That's true.
That's the first thing that Greeley should have said.
Who said? Was Greeley it Shadow like, that said no, boo, Bianca?
Because Greeley should have been like this. Bianca, you had a breast reduction.
I miss those memories. All those delicious, delightful memories.
You had that breast reduction so your back would be in better shape.
Oh, I love that girl. I miss her so much.
She is. Well, you could just turn out to Young and the Restless.
I know. I haven't been able to, though.
I haven't seen her on Young and the Restless either.
All right. So, but hear me out. I'm still not a fan because I think this is going to be a very difficult character to replace because I think, you know what? This is what I think. I think, like Marissa, you could make Bianca too goody-goody because she's always very, like, always does the right thing. And that's why you need a very good actress like Eden Regal to make her real. Otherwise, you get someone who's always perfect all the time with no, you know, warts or nothing.
But I don't think that's where they're going. I think they're changing the direction of the character. I think this girl's playing Bianca a little more, like, tougher. I mean, the fact that she's on David and Greenlee and she's defending her mother and she's
I think that's town. Classic Binks. I don't think that's new Bianca. Mm-hmm.
Eden was kind of like, I love me some Eden, but Eden's Bianca was kind of like, you know.
Yeah, she was, but she was also.
All over.
She was. No. Eden's Bianca was. No, she was strong. We always. No, that's not true. We've always talked about how strong Bianca was. Look, Bianca would never have done that shit with Zach Sperm.
Let me put it this way.
Right? Am I right? That whole bullshit storyline about Zach Sperm.
This is a perfect example. When she saw JR at the wedding.
She was
going
to be the new center, the new Mona, and then that blew it. Remember, we talked about this?
I know, but listen to me. When she saw JR, what was the first thing that the new Bianca said? Oh, I'm going to go say hi to JR. JR pushed you out a window. Why are you even talking to this man still? I don't understand why anybody in the Kane family is talking to him. That annoys me when history is not used properly.
All right, fine. What's your point?
My point is that the character's changing. I think the actress is fine. Is it our Binks that we know and love by Eden? No, it's a different Binks. I think, you know, the thing with I feel like what we definitely seeing is that the character's needed on the canvas.
She kisses Erica too much. Old Binks didn't kiss her that much.
Well, maybe.
She get a mouthful of goo.
Maybe.
Makeup goo.
Maybe this Bianca's. No, I can't even say it all.
You are censoring yourself on a Pie Valley podcast?
No, maybe she's taking the lesbian thing to another level.
Oh, disgusting. That's not even funny.
Well, that's why I didn't say it.
Oh my god! I should have stopped when I was
like, realized that Erica's her mother, and I was like, oh, that's not gonna work.
That's not gonna work. But listen, all right, fine. I bust on Miss Erica King, but she's been looking beautiful.
What?
Erica's been looking beautiful.
She looks hot. She looks great. She's great.
Except in 1982 when she had that acne problem.
That was not 1982. That was in the 70s. And stop already. She was pregnant. Stop. The only thing that I never liked on her.
Why were the cameras pulled back?
When she was with Mike Roy, the second Mike Roy.
The first Mike Roy was the best.
I know, but when she was with the second Mike Roy, I didn't like that short hairdo she had.
I agree.
That real short, that doesn't work on her.
I agree.
I've never liked her with like that kind of.
Oh, come on now. You just stared at him, and he just stared at you back. You're gonna get punched out if that guy's straight.
He's a queen, please. All right, fine.
Listen, I have a question for you.
Did you see him?
You brought up Mike Roy.
Oh, he's bending over. Oh, look at that ass.
People, help me. Please help me.
Work, baby.
Oh, help me.
Oh, my God. Can we please? I love Williams, right?
Can we please? Can we please talk about all my children?
Come on, but tell them he was hot. You have to.
He wasn't hot.
He was hot. Thank God we got.
He had hot buns. That's about it.
We have this. All right.
Listen.
So
no, Erica. I wanna ask.
I'm liking the Erica and Connor thing.
Caleb.
Oh. I knew it started with a C.
Caleb, and you know what? I hate it.
I like it.
Stupid.
I don't like.
They're trying so. First of all, I agree with Shadow, my main man. Shadow, he is right. They're making this fat lug try to be something all deep and dark and mysterious. He's nothing.
Not fat. He's a man of a certain age.
He's kind of chubby. I think he's kind of chubby.
Look, all I know is they have chemistry. It is
chemistry.
It is typical of Erica.
Predictable. Look,
it's typical of Erica to move on to another man.
If you met a guy at 60, whatever. What is she? 67.
Not on the show.
Listen, at 67 years of age, let me finish my point. I have the microphone in my hand, so I'm going to finish my point. If you meet a man at 67 years old that is that complicated and that effed up, you are running for your life. You should know by now that is just no good and way too much damn work. No one at 67 wants to work that hard for a little tiny bit of love. Not me, brother.
You don't know how hung he is. It might not be a tiny little bit. She might be working because it's a big old log. Woo! Here's another queen. Oh, my God. The gays are coming out. Look at that one across the street. Hot with his dog.
All right. We're going to have to come up with some Caleb-isms because they're driving me crazy.
Wait. Can I finish what I was going to say?
Oh. You missed a Caleb-ism today on Wednesday's episode. There's only one thing.
Oh, another one.
I just want to do my Calebism, and he's just, it's, you people don't understand.
You didn't let me say my thing.
It's, all right, fine. All right,
look.
Let me say this thing.
I'm going to say this one last time.
What?
Susan Lucci and Erica are two different ages. Stop comparing the two. Erica Kane is only 56.
56?
Yes.
If you're going to say show, 56, then the even show more so, on, she should know better.
The show is 40 years old.
She should know better.
When the show started, Erica was 16, so that makes her 56.
At 56, you really think she wants to be involved with a man that stupid and complicated? Really, seriously. You're going to work that hard for that?
I'm over her in Jackson. He ain't hot.
He ain't hot. He's never going to appear in a bathing suit.
He's distinguished.
No, he's fat and nasty. If he's a recluse, he's fat and nasty.
I agree with you. I'd rather have Safari Jeff back with
her. Thank you. I love me some Safari Jeff. I miss some Safari jackets.
Do your Caleb, your Connorism or Calebism.
Calebism. There's only one thing worse than people, and that's a room full of them. Dumb. Stupid. I love you, Lorraine Broderick, but these Calebisms are nothing like
the head writer.
Listen, they're nothing like the Opalisms. And let me tell you, he ain't relishing delivering them. Oh, this guy's way straight. He's gonna knock you out if you ogle.
Oh, he's ugly.
He is kind of ugly. That's his girlfriend too. She's wearing a very tight tank top. No, she's pretty.
She's pretty eyes.
Yeah, she was pretty. All right, listen, jiggle that thing. We got a power source problem. This is how much we love you people.
You're gonna rectify
this, right? I'm plugged into my car.
This reminds me when I was a little kid and in order to watch TV, I had to hold the antenna a certain way through the whole program. That's what this reminds me of. She has me holding this power battery, and then if I don't hold it the right way, it goes off, and she's like, jiggle it. I was like, I'm not going to be doing a podcast.
I haven't been saying
jiggle it.
I've been just motioning my hand in a jiggling fashion, saying, See, I just
did Will Smith, jiggle it, do a rap song.
Fine. Get it. I'm going to tell you something right now. His son conceded.
Look, I do not like Will Smith. I don't like Jada Pinkett Smith. And I don't like any of their kids.
I don't care
how much money he makes. I don't care how powerful he is. He will never be an actor in my eyes.
I don't agree with you. I like him.
Never be an actor.
I like him a lot. I think you're wrong.
He is a horrible, horrible performer. He is not an actor. The fact that he took on playing a gay role and refused to kiss the man in the scene just shows that he is not an actor.
He regrets that. That is his biggest regret of ever. That is his biggest regret. He said it.
A closeted queen himself. Allegedly.
He said that that is his biggest regret as an actor. He is a good person. His family, however, is full of
I don't like him, and I don't like her, and I don't like the kids.
Those kids are stuck. That kid is conceited. I don't know about the girl, but the kid, every time he's on Oprah, he is so full of himself and so conceited. It's obnoxious.
Like father, like son.
No, this father's very humble.
I don't like any of them.
Why can't you be fair? She's very...
I don't like them. I don't like them. He's not an actor. I don't care how much money he makes.
I do not like Green Exit Ham. I do not like them, Sam. I am.
There you go.
All right, fine. Caleb sucks. He's too complicated. He's too efforted. It's too much like painting. It's so typical. It's not surprising. It's like he's the rebel without a cause.
You want to know what I don't like about him?
His looks?
No.
His belly?
I don't like the fact that he's...
His curly white hair?
All of a sudden, he's Palmer's long-lost nephew.
Thank you.
I think that's stupid.
And all of a sudden, Palmer is like from the grave, mandating all these people do things together.
I'm
going to
be honest with you guys. As much as I do like the concept of is it Caleb? Is that his name?
Caleb.
I don't know why I keep saying Connor.
Caleb Cole.
Caleb, even though I don't mind Caleb and having Jingle. A little... Even though I don't mind Caleb and Jack and Erica and Crystal being in some kind of square or whatever, I don't like the fact that he's a missing Cooney. I don't like the fact that they had a reading of a will and none of Palmer's relatives were there, really.
It was kind of stupid. This is exactly
what I'm talking about. If you're going to do this and you're going to use Palmer's death, use it right. Bring back... They've been promising us more Cortland and Chandlers, these new head writers. And where are these new Cortlands and Chandlers? They're nowhere to be found. Mm-hmm. This is the only problem that I'm having with All My Children. Well, I'll admit that I'm enjoying it, and it's nice to not want to, like, throw something at the TV or fast forward. The thing is like, I feel like we're like an airplane that's just going around in circles waiting to land.
But that's it's not like, true. There's you some guys, great
No,
things.
No, no. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm not saying that there's not good stuff. What I'm saying is, you got to have a game plan. You have to have an end zone. You got to go somewhere with this. And I don't feel that they're utilizing what they could be doing. I'll say this again. Why bring on a new Cooney when you have Ross Chandler?
That I agree with.
Who has history of the show. God darn it, I even gave that Judy Blight Wilson an idea to cast somebody in it that's perfect. Robert Newman.
Oh, she's Judy Blight Wilson.
Robert Newman would have such chemistry with Susan Lucci.
I agree.
He would have such chemistry with Crystal Carey. That's what I'm talking about.
Elise, that's the one thing I have to disagree with you, girl, is that I don't see that Crystal, that, what's her name?
What?
The actress.
Oh, I forgot her name.
Oh, my God. Why am I forgetting her name?
Who plays Crystal?
Yeah. Bobby Eakes. Oh, Bobby Eakes. I don't see that Bobby Eakes got robbed, baby. I got to tell you, I don't think she had really much Emmy-worthy material to even work with. Because Elise tweeted that she got robbed. I don't know. Were you being sarcastic, girl? I love All My Children,
I was surprised that she got nominated.
I was shocked she got nominated. I really didn't think she deserved it, I'll be honest with you.
That's why the Emmys are a joke.
What kind of material does she have to deserve a nomination?
I mean, I'm surprised Randy wasn't nominated.
That laugh reminds me. What does that laugh remind you of? Isn't there like a hyena or something on a Disney character?
Can you imagine if Denise Massey was nominated for Disney?
Oh my God.
I put
God.
A gun to my head.
Oh, God. But listen.
Honestly, Denise Massey.
He kills himself.
I'm just the thought of this.
Oh my God. People, he's gonna pee his pants. Maybe. Oh my God. You better jiggle the cord.
Come on, jiggle.
my mom is just gonna stop laughing. All right, I'm feeling better.
Oh, that's too funny.
Okay.
Listen. All right. Listen, what were we talking about? Oh, my children. The Bobby Eason deserves that. Okay, fine. Back to all my children, though. I think, for example, you didn't see Wednesday's episode, for example. Okay?
Right.
But Wednesday's episode was excellent. Excellent. It was a continuation of
Tuesday's episode.
Yes. Of Annie's fallout from the fight with Marissa.
Oh my God.
Marissa, I can't tell you because you didn't see it, but Marissa.
It's okay to say it.
All right, fine. Marissa tries to be sexier for her husband because Blandy. Actually, I can't even believe I said Blandy because she's just so astoundingly amazing now. Annie basically, you know, told her that, you know, what did she say? She was like, the reason why JR slept with me is because you're Miss Pink Flannel Nighty or something like that, right?
That dialogue.
Because you're boring like a little mouse in bed. And then she like made all these amazing points like for Marissa's way of getting JR back is to deny him sex.
Yeah.
Like crazy. Like she's right though about that. I was loving what I was seeing. So today, Wednesday's episode, Marissa tries to get all sexy and she puts on a black dress and she is like literally 98 pounds. Like I felt so embarrassed for her. She was so skinny in this dress and she called JR. She's like, JR, come home. And before she can seduce quote unquote JR, little A walks in. What do they call him now? AJ?
AJ
walks in and he's all scared. Mommy, what are you doing? What's wrong? And she's like, I'm here, honey. I won't change for you. I'm exactly who I am. I'm just playing. I'm just playing. It was a little heartbreaking, I have to say, but it was a beautiful, amazing moment. And I thought, this is Lorraine Broderick. And then another thing happened, and I'm going to continue on my little rant here. At the end of the episode, Greenlee was in bed with David. Now, she wasn't in bed, but they were on the bed, like, starting to make love. Mm-hmm. And Carlos looks at the screen. He's not gay.
I can do two things at
he
once.
He is not gay. Carlos looks at the screen and goes, that's really weird that she's in love with David. And I said, but Carlos, she's not.
No.
And I explained to him, Miss Greenlee, that she has been hurt. And when she gets hurt, she like builds an arsenal, a wall, a brick wall around her. And she's letting David in because she feels like he's safe. He's the only one that stood by her. And so she's going to him. And I just started thinking about, and he was looking at me like I was crazy because I was talking about soap character like they were a person. And it made me a little bit like misty for our little genre because it really is true. When this art form is done right, it is that powerful. Meaningful and powerful. And these people become almost like real people to us. And then I thought about what you said a year or two ago, when Chuck Pratt was on, when you talked about character. And I'm thinking they are writing for these characters now. Lorraine Broderick and her team are writing for these characters. And Donna Swajewski and blah, blah, blah. They're writing for the characters.
Well, I got to tell you, Donna Swajewski, when she was head writer of Another World, I may not have liked a lot of the things that were going on, but that certain things were beyond her control. A lot of actors left the show at the same time. And that's one of the things that really hurt Another World. But writing-wise, she's a good writer, you know? I mean, I agree with you. I mean, like I said, you know, I've been pumping up all my children. I've been enjoying it more. I'm loving all the stuff with Tad and Damon and Liza. But
not enough Damon for me this week.
I gotta say, I don't like a lot of the stuff that's coming down the pike. They hired a new kid to get involved with Kobe. He looks very similar to Damon. Why are you getting a clone? They look like they could be brothers. At least in the photo that
that's
I saw.
That's Brian Franz.
The photo that I saw. Maybe they're gonna cut his hair. But when I saw the photo, I was like, he looks very similar in look to Damon in that photo. I don't know. And then obviously you didn't see the commercial that they showed for the coming attraction of All My Children for this week.
No.
Greenlee finds out that David lied and she goes running back to Ryan. And they're like, the reunion you've been waiting for. The reunion that who's been waiting for? The only reunion we're waiting for is Greenlee and Leo, damn it.
That's right.
That's the only reunion I want with Greenlee.
I would take that right now. I would take a Leo recast, wouldn't you?
I would.
There's enough out-of-work actors in Hollywood that you could get someone good.
Josh Duhamel is a good
actor.
Don't
say it!
What?
I worship him!
Can I finish?
I don't care if he F somebody else other than Fergie.
I don't.
She's a little crazy anyway.
Let me say, he's a great actor, but as they say in the acting business, every actor is replaceable. And I feel like there's been
enough time. It's not true about Erica Kane, Susan Lucci.
No, there's certain people that are just iconic. They put their stamp on a role.
Right.
But I'm going to give you a perfect example. We're talking about good writing and character driven stuff. Listen to me. All these soap opera writers who are writing soap operas now should tune into SoapNet and watch Ryan's Hope at 5 in the morning to see how soap operas are written. Ryan's Hope is so hot right
now. He's going to talk about Ryan's Hope for 10 minutes.
No, listen, I'm bringing up a point to what you were talking about earlier. Ryan's Hope is so hot right now that they just brought back Joe and Siobhan. And they recasted both Joe and Siobhan. Now, mind you, I loved the original Siobhan. Never saw her before until I saw SoapNet reruns. Finally, I know why everybody said that the best Siobhan was the first Siobhan. And I'm not going to lie. This new Siobhan, she's not the greatest. And she doesn't even come close to the other one. And Roscoe Bourne, who plays Mitch, is the second Joe. I always thought he was the first Joe, but he's the second Joe Novak. And he's doing a bang-up job.
Roscoe Bourne, I love him.
The thing about,
just on my life to live. It
is that even though she's not as powerful as the actress, you realize that you needed these characters on the show because there was still a story to tell.
And that's a good recast.
And sometimes you need to recast it. And in the old days, let me tell you something. In the old days, they used to recast. Hey, on All My Children, Tara and Phil were recast every month, it seemed. I mean, because Agnes had a story to tell, and Tara and Phil were on, they're going to be on the canvas. And for whatever reason they left the show, you just recast. Back then, you recast. And I got to tell you, we've gotten a little bit too kissing up to actors' butts. You know what? If an actor wants to leave or something, but you, as a writer or a producer, you feel like the character's needed in the canvas, I say recast.
Sometimes it would have to work. Be, but that's a hard thing because it would really have to be a very good recast.
But I'm going to say this. If they never recasted Carly, we would never have gotten Laura Wright, who's playing Carly in General Hospital.
Right now. I agree with you. That's not...
I got to tell you, not knocking Sarah Brown, not knocking Tamara Braun, because I love both of them. I never liked the tranny Carly. But this Carly, Laura Wright, the character has evolved so much. I don't even think that Sarah Brown or Tamara Braun come back to the role. That's how much Laura Wright has made this Carly her own. Because it's the character's evolved. She's a mother now.
She was a good, excellent recast. I love her, by the way.
She's brilliant.
Love her.
I'm saying, but I agree with you. Judy Blythe Wilson is not a great casting director, so it would be hard. But I do think that somebody could replace Josh.
She does okay once in a while. I think she did very good with Damon, and I think she did very good. She got lucky with New Binks.
Yeah, but one out of 99?
I know, that's true.
You know, you talk about one, but what about the 99 people like Randy and
well, I think Leo would have to be a very careful recast. Grief. Oh, God, tell me about it.
No, but she got Leo, you would need to really
search the world.
Search the world. Either get somebody who is a really fierce actor and is unknown, or try to get a vet.
Speaking of Judy Blythe Wilson, let's talk about real quick the fact that we have numerous ex-AMC alum going on to win awards at the Emmys or get nominated.
See, that's a perfect...
Mr. James Scott got nominated, didn't win. And Mr. Billy... What's his name?
Billy Clyde Tuggle?
No! Billy Miller,
yeah.
He won in his
congratulations.
Category. Congratulations, Billy Miller. You were too talented for the crap they were making you play at All My Children.
And you know how classy he was? He mentioned his All My Children cast.
Oh,
in his
he's
speech.
So good.
His speech was so heartfelt and so. He didn't go, oh, screw you, All My Children, like I would have done. He was like, no, he thanked everybody from All My
Children. That was like his first job.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. He was, and let me tell you the thing.
And he was an actor.
And I'm not
going to
lie.
Super Poster of the Year did that brilliant interview with him. It was the most best interview I've ever read of anybody. It was so detailed and amazing. And Billy Miller is a stand up guy. He loves acting and loves the craft, and he respects all actors.
And I'm going to tell you, just so you know, I don't play favorites. Jonathan Jackson is my favorite. I was rooting for Jonathan Jackson.
I love him.
Now, I admit,
I was surprised
that Jonathan Jackson was nominated because all his good stuff that is Emmy Award winning material was this year. So he's not.
Think about that guy without crying. He's so good.
That's going to be next year. I was surprised that he even got nominated.
Oh, somebody so talented
but I wasn't
like that.
Upset that Billy Miller won because Billy Miller is incredible on Young and the Restless. So see, when somebody that I don't want to win wins,
but I know that they're a good actor. I can be there for them and support. I was happy for Billy Miller. I was like, if Jonathan Jess is not going to win, it should be Billy Miller, yes, because he's a freaking talented actor, yep, who's been doing. I saw a lot of his stuff from Young and the Restless last year, and he was fabulous. That's why I wanted Duke Davidson to win, mm-hmm, as best actor, because he's probably never going to get the chance to showcase himself the way they did last year. And yes, it was more of a supporting role, and I was shocked that he was in best actor. But I felt like, you know what, Peter Bergman, you won like 80 awards. You didn't need another one.
Are you liking the Angie going blind storyline?
Hey, it's a storyline. I don't know if it's the best storyline for them, but at least they're finally giving them a storyline. I was shocked.
At least it's sort of based in reality.
I was shocked, though, that whole episode on Friday was all about Angie and Jesse and them. I was surprised they gave some black people 60 minutes on a show in daytime.
I have one little criticism.
What?
Angie kept crying every time she looked at Jesse. And he never, you know, he didn't really have the lines to say what's wrong or what's, you know what I mean? Like,
he's a little bruto.
No.
He's a little rough around the edges.
He's a little clueless.
He's a little clueless. I bought it. I don't know. I had to say that I thought the choice to make the episode all about them was brilliant.
I liked it.
I thought it was a strong episode.
Old school, right?
Guiding light. There was a year where Guiding Light used to do that every Wednesday's episode. They would focus on just one character and, like, tell a real story for that one episode. And I used to love those guys. Not all of them were, because when they would focus on Beth Ehlers, I didn't like it. But
do you know I have one gripe?
What?
I hate their apartment.
I think it's ridiculous.
I love them making love. I love when they have made love.
They should have tried to get her old house back.
Yes, but that it doesn't make sense. It doesn't work.
The Hubbards should be living in a house.
The Hubbards have a home. They need a home.
They're not ghetto.
They're not ghetto. They're
like family. They need a home.
Metro, urban.
Yeah, they're not. They're people of a certain age. They're not 18.
Oh, it's horrible.
They need a house.
I don't like that brick in the back.
I'll tell you who I am loving.
Who you loving?
My girl, Wanda Jesus, who's playing Mea Blanco.
Oh, she's not rapping along.
Oh, no, they better keep on the show. She is fabulous. Not only is this, for those of you who don't know, Wanda Jesus is Jimmy Smith's better half. They've been together for years. They're like common law husband and wife. This woman's career is phenomenal. I love her as an actress. Everything that she's done, she's the kind of actress that she could do one line and she'll steal a scene. And I love the scenes with her and Darnell. They have so much chemistry. I think what they need to do is make Blair Blanco a regular character and bring on a family for her. I think we need some Latins in Pie.
But I don't love the whole, you know, I'm in the David Hayward's pocket bullshit. Crap.
I know they need to develop that more. We need to find out
one-sided.
Why. We need to find out why. Maybe David's holding something over on her.
I guess.
I just feel like build a new family up. Let us see Mayor Blanco. And instead of bringing on some new kid for Kobe that looks exactly like Damon, why not have Mayor Blanco's hot Latin son, Rodrigo, come on board for Kobe?
That's really funny.
Instead, don't give him an accent like that idiot that was involved with Greenlee. Remember him?
Juan Pablo. He just couldn't speak English.
I think you're a piece of fart. Did you ever see that blooper?
Yes, yes.
I think you're such a piece of fart. And poor Rebecca Budding was like,
piece of
I gotta
fat?
Work with this one. Oh, God, I'm quitting.
Well, now she's working.
Anyway.
So what else do we like about
it? Look, Annie coming down with that outfit for the reading of Palmer's Will.
That was
classic.
So my children.
Everything with Annie has been fabulous.
She's fantastic.
The whole Annie JR.
If she's on and Damon is on, I'm so happy that day.
I'm still feeling Liza and Tad together. I'm still liking where that's going. I do think, again, that as decent as J. Lou has been, I still think that Bev Chamberlain will be a better Liza.
Of course.
That's my feeling. But overall, All My Children's doing good. Let us move on to a show that's not doing so good.
Oof.
One Life to Live. Oof. Rumor has it, December is going to be the end for One Life to Live, or that's where they're going to get the cancellation. It's a sad day, if that is true. I hope it's not. But I got to tell you, I'm still puzzled by One Life to Live and the directions that it's taking.
It really is puzzling.
It makes no
it
difference.
Was one,
Susan
at one
Haskell
point,
wins
the
an Emmy
best,
last year for Best Actress. She's nowhere to be found this year.
Because they're not giving her crap.
They're not giving her any storyline. She has no love and she has no purpose in the show.
Yeah.
I told you about Brandon Buddy. Everybody was saying that Brandon Buddy tweeted that he quit, but he said that his account was hacked.
Twitter account was hacked.
And that he's staying on the show. And you know what? I'm really glad because I don't know why people don't like him, but he can act. last week he was phenomenal in the that phone conversation that he had with Star when he owned up to the fact that he made the wrong decision by telling her not to come and visit him in jail. There was so much heart and soul behind his performance. He had these tears welling up in his eyes, and it was so real. The pain that he felt, and he realized that he pushed the love of his life away.
He's very talented.
He is, so I don't know why people don't like him. And you know what? I like the fact that he's not ripped. I like the fact that he's a little real and pudgy and blue collar. Not everybody. I'm sorry. All these, this whole Ford and his brother thing. Look, they're not as bad as they could be for models. But you know what? Until they can do what Brandon Buddy does, they don't have my stamp of approval.
I still have respect for them though as actors. I think they're fine.
No, I think they're fine too. But I'm saying they're not at the level of like what Brandon Buddy does or even Jason Tam yet. I will say this though: did you see Monday's episode of One Night to Live?
I am not watching. I swear to God, puppy, it's just boring.
James Ford, that's the younger brother that's with Star.
Yeah,
he came across a little "How you doing?" if you know what I mean.
Oh, on really?
Monday's episode.
I believe that.
There was this scene with him and Star where he was teasing her about food, and he was like, and he was like so merry. I was like, what is up with that? He just let the pearls, like, just pour out of his mouth. I was like, there were, like, two scenes where he just came across, like, flaming. And I'm not one to be all, like...
Terry in Toronto, I really do apologize. I'm just not following... I'm not loving the show right now. I'm not loving One Life to Live. I'm bored by the whole...
What are you bored by? I'm loving the Taya stuff. I'm loving the Nate and Danny stuff, the Matthew stuff.
I can't explain it. It lost
David
me.
David getting Matthew a
It hooker. Lost me. It lost me when we lost the Evans family. That lost me. It lost me when... I love me some Blair and what's his face. That I love.
God.
I think they're amazing. Todd and Taya breaking up and not coming back. I mean, I guess that's all right. But I don't know. It's just, you know, that's the other thing. John McBain with Natalie is just horrendous. I can't even watch it. And I can't, you know, and now it's like they're trying to make something of this whole, you know, Jessica's, not Jessica, well, her... Jessica and...
Natalie and Brody and that.
And Brody, yeah.
Yeah,
the whole
I told
triangle.
You. I agree with you. I think that's trite.
It's
but
so
you know
dumb.
What? The scenes with Jessica and Brody are so great. When little Bree came running in and she told Brody, I want you to be my daddy, that scene was heartbreaking.
I didn't see it.
I love... So there are great moments and great scenes. I just don't know if I agree with everything that's going to come down. Because
oh,
obviously
you
we
know
what
else they but, lost me? When Roxy became Skylar's mom and not Rex's. And then this whole stupid thing with Rex and Gigi going on the run looking for the... The whole
the
thing is so dumb. And Kelly is horrendous.
And now they're putting her with Rex.
Everything has
they're
literally...
They're testing her with everybody to see
everything
this,
has literally unraveled on that show. Every storyline that I ever cared about has literally unraveled.
I will say that. The things that are
and
really annoying
what?
Me are...
For Kelly? For Rex and Gigi? Come on, give me a freaking break.
I don't know
I
how
I can't
she's,
support.
I still don't
and
know how
Fish
she has
and
a job.
Kyle? Come on
Look,
now.
I know, I agree with you.
Come on now.
Hey,
how much potential did that couple have to
upset,
have amazing stories?
I was upset that David Fumero resigned. I really don't see the need for Christian. Honestly, Layla could do a lot better. I mean,
that's
the Vega,
boring too. That's
the Vega,
boring
the Vega,
too.
I told you this on the phone, and you didn't agree with me. For me, the Vega family is done. You know,
all right,
they've done.
I buy
the Vega family has been
that.
Awesome.
I buy
90s.
It now.
I really feel I don't understand why they don't build up Taya's family. When Taya was introduced, she came from a big Puerto Rican family. They brought on a niece for her in the 90s that I loved, Erica Page, who played Rosanna, and they brought on for a nanosecond. Her brother, who was like an FBI agent, who seemed to have a lot of chemistry with Dorian. I think they were going to put him with Dorian until they switched producers and head writers and then ended that quickly. Mm. But Taya has a big family. Build up a new Latin family with Taya's family. I'm tired of all these new people coming in. You know? I will agree. It's a little bizarre. There are definitely
weird.
Some weird moments
know.
Going on. It's
weird.
Not like... It's
Matthew
like,
becoming like, you know, Matthew becoming...
Yeah, I'm liking that, though, because he got his heart broken. Have you ever had your heart broken like that?
I get it. I appreciate it. But I just, you know, you and I will always disagree about Eddie Alderson. I don't think he's talented. I'm sorry.
I think he's talented.
He reads lines back. He doesn't seem to get what he's saying. There's
no
freaking connection between his brain and his mouth.
No, I disagree totally.
How could you say that? When he was trying to finagle with that guy about the 50G.
I thought it was funny.
But it shouldn't be funny. It should be dramatic. This
no,
is a
it shouldn't.
Kid.
No, it shouldn't.
This is a child negotiating with a freaking murderer.
But he doesn't know that.
Of course he does. It's 50 G's. He knows that the guy...
No. He didn't know. He didn't. I'm sure he did. You think that he honestly...
There should have been
more.
No, there should have been more finesse
to that
scene.
Did you see Sabine?
That was Sabine?
You didn't know that?
I thought it was Sabine. And then I'm like,
oh my God.
Could she really be doing like day player work?
Yeah, honey, you got to pay the bills as an actor in New
I'm
York.
Depressed for her. That's sad.
That's
She's
not
very,
sad. You
no,
got to do what you got to do.
That was a terrible role.
Huh? I thought it was a funny storyline. I thought it was funny as well.
All right. Well, fun. I got to go. I really got to go. My baby's, I got to go to sleep. My baby's already 2 hours sleeping. I
will
catch
say
up
this
to
though.
Them.
Out of the three soap operas, General Hospital is the best. For those of you who are not watching General Hospital, you're missing some good acting.
I know.
And some
I wish
good
I could see it. I wish I
writing.
Could fit it in.
You talk about character-driven storylines where everything is logically making sense because the next thing that happens should happen. Because this whole thing with Sonny and his daughter is amazing. She is transferring the guilt that she has for letting her boyfriend beat her up to her father. And now she hates Sonny and she blames Sonny for everything. And she is going after him full throttle. And it's totally believable. And the fact that all
you
the characters
me the chill
in town are calling her on it. And the scenes between... Now Sonny wants revenge on Johnny. He wants to kill him. And there was this incredible scene with Tony Geary and Maurice Bernard where the minute Sonny was making plans to get rid of Johnny and he said a car bomb, I thought to myself, how could he even say that after what happened to... Remember I told you the last podcast that Lily, his wife, got killed in a car bomb and she was carrying his baby?
Oh, yeah.
And guess what happened?
What?
See, good writing. When he went to tell Luke, he told Luke, I want you to keep your son away from Johnny because this is going down. And he let Luke know what happened. And when Luke heard, Luke goes, you sure a car bomb? Really? He goes, do you not remember Lily? And the Maurice Bernard is a phenomenal actor. The
Did
look
he not
on his
get nominated
face.
Again?
No, he didn't get nominated this year. And Maurice Bernard was so phenomenal. He looked at Tony Geary. He goes, he looks at Luke and he goes, that hurt. That really hurt you bringing up Lily. And it's just like, it's almost like in his rage, he forgot. And Luke bringing it up like that. And like, the fallout's going to come this Friday. We don't know who. And Luke told him, Luke goes, remember how Lily's father didn't like you with his daughter and he wanted you dead in a car bomb and instead his daughter. He goes, I just hope that Christina doesn't get caught in the crossfire. And Luke was warning him. And this is the kind of writing that I love. It's character-driven stuff. The scenes are intense. These actors are giving their all. If you're not watching General Hospital, you're missing some damn good acting.
I can't fit it in. I watch The Bachelorette.
Right? For you. Laura Wright is phenomenal as Carly.
I love The Bachelorette.
I mean, the scenes between Dante and
that
Sonny.
That poor Allie's going to get her heart broken again. She's
I have
a
no idea
show.
Who.
She's on a television show where the men are literally.
You know they leave a guy on a mountain.
Yes, she did.
I saw that in the soup. That was
she
stupid.
Is. I loved it. She is on a show where literally the guys are like paid to fall in love with her. I think they're making a little bit of money on this show. And already two of the guys, one of the guy already has been announced a fraud, and the upcoming guy is going to break her heart. It's terrible.
Why? Is he going to tell her that he's gay?
No, he's going to tell her that he's in love with his old girlfriend. And then they're going to show him on a date with his old girlfriend.
This seems as scripted.
It might as well be scripted. It might as well be scripted. But listen, I'm enjoying it. And I'm enjoying lots of other shows.
I know, but they're all reality shows.
I know.
I don't like that.
I like reality shows.
I'm watching My Drop Dead Divas back.
I haven't watched that
yet.
I'm watching Jersey Couture because I love the dresses in Jersey Couture.
Hot in Cleveland.
I have to watch that. That I have to watch.
Boston Med?
Yes!
Oh, my God. How good was the first episode of Boston Med? I cannot wait for tomorrow night.
Oh, so good.
Love Boston Med.
It's incredible. I love the show so much. And it's three hospitals this time, which is great.
Yeah. I cried.
It's just amazing. I can't even take it. Like, whenever I feel like down or something, I think about the people that work at these. I hate to sound cheesy, but I'm going to sound cheesy. I don't care. I don't give a shit what people say. I think about the people that work these jobs in these hospitals. From the bottom to the top. It is the hardest work you will ever do, and everybody is doing it for what? They don't make that much money. Doctors aren't the richest people in the world. Unless you're at the top echelon and you're in stupid medicine like plastic surgery or something, you're not like a zillionaire. You are working your ass off.
Yeah.
And these people love what they do. There was a man on there that's saying that he loved what he did, that he loves doing heart transplants and lung transplants, that he lives for it, that if he had a choice to be on vacation in like Tahiti and be doing a transplant, he would do the transplant. Like, how amazing is that there are people on this earth that feel that way? That's a beautiful thing.
Powerful stuff.
Really beautiful.
Love that show. The Gates, you know, you're not watching that.
Not watching
Love
the
Gates.
Is that Virginia Madsen?
No, I'm not into that show that much. I haven't seen the second episode. I'm not a big Virginia Madsen fan. I haven't seen the second episode yet. It was the first episode was okay. The Gates is the vampire show after it.
Gotcha.
With Rhona Mitra. Fabulous.
I'm not into vampires.
I love it. So good. You were so right about that Rookie Blue show.
I was right, right?
You know why? I only saw a short trailer.
Tell them what I said, Jordan Hudson.
I know. But see, I only saw a short trailer. And Ashley has said, oh, they all look pretty. I didn't know what she was talking about until I saw the long trailer. And then I saw the first episode, and I couldn't get 5 minutes into it. It was the most ridiculous, trite, played out stuff. I mean, yes, we get it. They're
one
rookies.
One of the cops looked like Lady Gaga.
They're rookies. We get it. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah, the white girl with the whitest blonde hair.
Yeah.
Girl, but you know who was even worse than that? The black girl.
Really?
I'm sorry. This black girl is gorgeous. She's fabulous, but she should be on a runway, not no police officer. I don't buy her as a police officer.
You some people criminals need to come to New York for one day and look at the cops.
Oh, but it gets even worse. They have makeup and earrings. What cop is going to wear earrings on the beat?
I've seen cops wear makeup, but earrings is ridiculous.
It was so stupid. Everything about the show was overplayed. I mean, we get it. They're rookies. They make mistakes, but nobody's that stupid. You would think that they didn't teach them anything at the police academy. That's how green they were. Not even the first episode of Grey's Anatomy were the interns that green. Oh, it was just such...
It had to be a Brian Brown's idea.
And it's supposed to be the number one hit.
No, it's not. I don't believe it.
And I told my sister, that's what they're claiming. They're claiming that it has the highest rating.
I'm going to look it up. I don't believe it.
And then get this.
What?
I told my sister, I was like, I don't know who greenlit this. I want to know who at ABC still has a job. They saw this pilot and said, yeah, we need to make more episodes of this. Horrible.
It's summer, though. We're a little light on TV this summer, right? Entourage is back.
No, there's a lot of stuff. True Blood's back. I'm already behind.
Mad Men's coming back.
Oh, and Days of Our Lives, gotta give it prop. I gotta tell you, the writing was horrible. The acting was very dated. But the way they handled Mama Horton leaving, Grandma Horton.
Oh yeah, someone wrote a post on that. It was really powerful.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, B.R. Teddy.
Maybe.
I used to watch Days of Our Lives in the 70s, so I'm biased. My Days of Our Lives is the 70s days. I even was kind of okay with the 80s when it was the super couple. But once I know he's dead and I should have respect for the dead, but once what's his name came on, Jim Riley or James Riley, and destroyed the show with Marlena getting possessed by the devil and making the show such a cartoon, I couldn't stomach Days. And the acting was really horrendous and the writing was trite, but not trite, more rudimentary. But the way they chose to honor Frances Reed and the character is exactly what I was telling you they needed to do with Palmer, is they let us grieve. I have watched Grandma Horton. She's like my grandma, too.
Yeah.
And the fact that they brought so many characters, they brought all these characters back. And it wasn't in one day. It was over the span of 2 weeks. They first heard that she was ill. So the family started coming back, family and friends, to say goodbye to her. And then she finally passed. And they had the funeral. And they showed some flashbacks. And it allowed us, the audience, the people that loved Frances Reed and Mama Horton, appreciate it, to say goodbye as well as the castmates. Melissa Reeves, who played Jennifer Rose, was brilliant. Why they don't bring her back on contract is beyond me. You need somebody who could replace Grandma Horton and be the heart of the show. That this is the main family. The show revolved around the Hortons. I gotta say, I was very, you know, it wasn't like stellar, but it was great and touching, and I enjoyed it.
Well, there's a couple tears in your eyes, so I know that you did enjoy it. That's nice.
And B.R. Teddy, don't apologize for talking about it on our blog. You know, on our blog, we can talk about anything.
Anything you want.
Any shows or anything.
Our bloggers matter.
Yeah.
And their thoughts and astute opinions. That's what this podcast is all about.
You spray that all over me.
Sorry, I can't help it. If you want to write us, you can email us, pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com. If you want to go to Facebook, I'm on Facebook, Ashley Mendoza. Jordan Hudson is on Facebook. Or you can go to our fan page, the Pine Valley Podcast. You can also join me on Twitter. I am PV Podcast. Don't look at anybody else, Pine Valley Show, whatever crap. They're liars. I'm the PV Podcast. Once in a while, I actually will Twitter. What else do we do? Blogger, you got to go to the blog site, www.pinevalleypodcast.com, where you can click on links, and you can also click to the blog site and leave your astute thoughts and opinions. We want you to think about listening to DaytimeConfidential.com.
We love soaps.net.
WeLoveSoaps.net has a wonderful website where you can get lots of informative information.
AMC Super Poster.
AMC Super Poster. He has a Facebook page now, so go to that. He also writes for DaytimeConfidential.com. He writes their spoilers because we're spoiler-free.
Disco Dan is working on Daytime Confidential. He's interning.
I thought it was Soap Opera Digest.
No, it's Daytime Confidential. Disco Dan is interning. Congratulations. Yeah.
Disco Dan, we are so proud of you.
We're so proud of you, Disco Dan.
Keep it up, baby. And who else? Oh, Nelson Bronco.
Suzz
Report.
Soap Geist.
So, yes.
That's everybody, I think.
We love you. We miss you. We'll try to get to you more often. Please keep your thoughts coming, your astute opinions, your observations. We really enjoy hearing them. Oh, and thank you to Shadow.
Out for Jordan Hudson that he makes it to Canada before the year's out.
Yes.
And has hot sex of not finding his true love finally.
I agree with that. Thank you to Shadow because he does so much for us too.
Yes.
So. He's amazing. Okay.
And Luis for our themes.
Our themes. All right. We've done 10 minutes of thanks to everybody.
Okay.
I'm your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm your co-host, Joy Knotson.
And here's a little something just for you.
Isn't it exciting, Snow? Isn't it thrilling? It gets better. Meet your blind date, Rob Lowe.
Mr. Lowe, I'm such a fan.
Really? Well, I'm a big fan of yours, Snow, but you know, there's so much I'd like to know about you.
Used to work a lot for Walt Disney, starring in cartoons every night and day.
But you said goodbye to Grumpy and Sleepy. Left the dwarves behind, came to town to stay.
Big lights keep on burning. Candles keep on burning.